television is never going to go away. I don't think 30-second commercials are ever going to go away. But I think all advertisers are putting money aside for this alternative media, this other way to connect.
This is PodTech.net for Thursday, September 7th. I'm Matt Kelly. That was Rich Rosenthal, the new head of the latest venture from Warner Brothers Television Group called Studio 2.0. It's a new digital production venture that will work with advertisers to create short-form original programming in the digital space. Rosenthal comes to his new position after a decade at advertising giant Young & Rubicam. And in his new role, he'll be tasked to successfully integrate advertisers' brands with inventive digital content. Since the advent of TiVo and the like, and fracturing audience numbers thanks to video games, the internet, and sites like YouTube, advertisers are clamoring for ways to reach their once captured targeted demographic. Studio 2.0 is WBTG's attempt to address that.
Studio 2.0 is going to be a Warner Brothers studio that creates original content, original programming, specifically for the web in short form, so anything from 3 to 10 minutes. And the idea is to get sort of give advertisers a way to sort of be involved with a TV show and get behind a TV show either at the beginning. We may create shows with a particular advertiser in mind who wants to, you know, connect with a certain audience with that show, or even possibly, or if we come across some great project that we just definitely want to do and we can get an advertiser excited about it on the back end, we'll do that as well. It's definitely going to be cheaper to produce, not only because of the time, because of the format, but I also think that advertisers are looking for a way to sort of connect with an audience in sort of less traditional ways. And I think what's great about this is that it's not going to be, we're not looking to do sort of integrated content. We're not looking to show lots of product within the shows. We're just trying to make great shows and then have an advertiser excited about that show and want to be attached to that show and sort of make their, make a mark that way and to sort of be part of, make the brand special in that way. So many more dollars are going not just to television and print and radio, but to the interactive space, to events, to programming, to creating their own programming. I mean, I would say a good 25% to 40% is going to that non-traditional media, and it's not just banners and stuff. It's so much more advanced now. I hope what we create is just a great studio, like a studio that produces sort of, just interesting, terrific, programming that people want to watch. And just like any other studio is run, just specifically for the web, and just specifically, short form content. So, I mean, that's my hope, is that that's what we become.
The explosion of sites like YouTube have demonstrated the viability of short form content, and more content producers are getting into the game, as it were, to provide this type of programming. One company has a novel approach to the format. ScriptThis.tv is a website for people who want to be a part of the television creation process. Individuals write the content, ScriptThis produces it, the world votes on it, and the winner gets their skit aired on the internet and an iPod with their skit on it. ScriptThis co-founder Frank DiGiamarino says it's a way for consumers to have more of a say in what will entertain them.
The premise of ScriptThis is to have a high-energy community that comes together to create, generate, and watch television. So it's a new way of looking at how you generate content. ScriptThis.tv provides the characters and the monthly theme, and the viewers create a 3 to 5 minute short. Then we pick the best 3 submissions and produce them. The world will see those productions and vote on them, and the winner gets a prize. It's either an iPod with their video on it or the cash equivalent. The video will be posted on the site, and then we will run the submission again and again. And so what we're looking to do is have the community get together to build a show that they want to see. Response has been very strong. We had an initial focus group on this launch of about 200 people. Our hits are doubling every day. And there seems to be a lot of energy around this idea of moving to a new way of generating TV. You know, we say, give us 3 minutes of funny and we'll bring it to life. And we're giving people the opportunity to bring their funny to the table and at no cost to them, get their funny and have it, you know, have it produced. This is the future of television. Scriptthis.tv is the future of television. We feel that YouTube has shown that it's possible to aggregate video content, but what we see the next generation of this as harnessing technology to do more than just put out videos, but to make content generation a community event. It's the future of television. You know, technology has changed. We can enable the average person to have a platform for their creative ideas. The Scriptthis.tv platform is allowing writers to launch their ideas and get their voices heard, and it's at no cost to them, and at the end of it, they're going to see that their words are turned into video and get responses and reaction and input from the community, and we'll move on to the next one. I think that traditional media has sort of missed the boat on this to date. I mean, there are a few that are starting to catch up, but traditional media we look at as being the heavy hand of industry. The traditional media likes to push content on people and have them react. What we're looking to do is have the invisible hand of the individuals to create what they want to see. And it's going to be probably a little unsettling because there's not as much control. I mean, we're trying to make this as little about control and as much about sort of giving us 3 minutes of funny and bringing ideas to life. And we think that that's what's exciting about this, and that it's kind of a new revolution in how media is going to be created, generated, and watched.
Whether ScriptThis.tv is the future of television or not, one thing remains constant: the need for advertisers to reach their consumer. WBTG Studio 2.0 is one of the first attempts by a major television studio to embrace the new medium with advertiser support. And if ScriptThis.tv reaches the number of views the creators hope it will, we can be sure to see this site develop a revenue matrix as well in the not-too-distant future. For Podtech News, I'm Matt Kelly.